Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. You said before the break you'd actually met Taliban members who've met Christ and whose lives have changed. Take it from there.
Yes. In fact, the area where these guys were coming from had been so brutalized over decades and decades, you know, against Russians, against one another, against the British before that, and then now against Americans. That each one of them had a long history of killing. And this one fellow who was my translator, in between translating the testimonies of others, he was telling me his story. He talked about how as a little boy at age 4, his father threw him into the madrasa. I said, why did he say he threw you? He said, because he took me there at night so that I couldn't find my way home, and he left me there. He said, I didn't see him again until I was like 11 or 12 years old. They wouldn't let me come out until I'd memorized the Quran. And that was the life I was in. After I'd memorized the Quran and learned the Hadith and all the basic teachings, they said, now we're going to teach you practical skill. He said, so they taught me many ways to kill people. He said, after that, after I was finished, he said, now you're complete. Now you're ready to go and die for Allah. And they told me I could choose my battle because we had several big battles around us. And I chose the one that was closest to my home. And he tells a story about how he was a part of the battalions that would go in and wipe out entire villages. These were villages of Muslims who simply were associated with a different Islamic sect. And I sat next to this fellow, and I just found my blood run cold. I thought, what a horrible, horrible person in life. He talked about plotting to kill this American who came and spoke his language and tried to talk to him about Jesus, this American who had led his brother to become a follower of Jesus. And he actually planned to ambush and arranged an ambush to kill that missionary, this American. He was going to cut his head off and send it back as a warning to others. But God stopped him. And later, that missionary not only led him to Christ, but baptized him.
Oh, my goodness.
And now this Taliban, former imam sitting next to me, he leads a movement that numbers in the tens of thousands who have come to follow Jesus Christ. He loves Christ with all his heart. He's trying to eradicate Islam from not only the country, but from the hearts and minds of the people to replace it with the teachings of Christ. I was just so moved by this, how God can transform someone, and that no one is beyond the reach of his grace and his salvation.
Imagine that. Imagine a person having that kind of impact on the kingdom, tens of thousands of people coming to Christ. And, you know, we don't know him, but heaven knows him. And one day, you know, we'll know, you know what I mean? We're going to see that story unfold and see him celebrated in heaven. Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.